It gives me great honor and a pleasure to introduce our 10-minute speaker, which was hand-picked by your main speaker. So if he sucks, I had nothing to do with it. I just want you to know. I'm just playing. My good friend Brandon, come on up.
Brandon Alcoholic. I just want to start us off by doing the serenity prayer. I don't think we did it, so. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. All right. Well, this is the first time I come up to the podium and speak, at least for 10 minutes. I'm grateful. I don't really know where to start. You know, I'm 22 years old. I started drinking at the age of 7, and it quickly progressed to other sedatives. Starting off at an early age, you pick up a lot of tools that are not good ones. And I've tried everything. At least they try to make me do them. I was part of different programs, such as Coast Valley, youth centers, institutions. I was always in and out. And that one thing I could not stop doing was drinking. I had that dream that once I turned 21, I was gonna go to clubs, go to bars, you know, but towards the end of my my alcoholism, it got really bad, you know. No one wanted to be around me. I put my life in someone else's hands. You know, I was passing out behind a car, and it wasn't mine and it wasn't theirs. And I was part of a 3-car collision. I made it home because I had got kicked out. I had just got out of county, and I swore in county I was gonna stop, you know, and I didn't once I got out. It was just bad. That memory I'm grateful for, you know, because I was nodding in and out. So I'm truly blessed to be here. You know, above all the other things I've done, you know, I'm still here, and I'm grateful for that. You know, God had a plan for me. And this being here tonight is not what I had, you know, believed that it was going to be my life. You know, I'm a fighter. You know, walking into these rooms, I was very angry. You know, a lot of anger towards myself as well. I had no people skills. I had no real honesty in me. I certainly didn't want to identify. You know, I would walk down the street past these rooms and I would hear a good time, you know, and I always thought, man, there must be a group of drunks in there, man. I wonder when I'm gonna get invited there. You know, little did I know this was an AA group, which is like hilarious to me now. You know, I haven't done this on my own. When I came back, I didn't quickly surrender. It was a process, you know, because I was still full of that anger. I always wanted to stop, but I couldn't. Luckily, something stuck one day. You know, someone told me they cared about me, and that was enough for me. It was this hardcore dude that had multiple prison terms. You know, and he told me he cared about me, and he was in the program. You know, that's what made me stay. Because that guy knew what road I was going down. You know, because I was already part of institutions. You know, and I thought, man, fuck, this guy's story is hardcore, you know. And he went to prison, you know. And, you know, growing up, that was my goal, you know, make it a prison, you know, go to college, graduate. And, you know, but God had a different plan. It was definitely hard in the beginning, getting in touch with my emotions, learning how to control them, not really control them, but just let myself feel them. Because I like to know myself, you know, I didn't like feeling those feelings. You know, I thought they were weak feelings, you know, and they're not. You know, 4 months after being in the program, you know, I finally hit up my sponsor, and honestly, that was the beginning of me making the first sacrifice, and that was deleting everyone on my phone. You know, deleting all those people that were good to me, right? The ones I would party with. The ones that were always there for me when they really weren't. You know, in these rooms, you know, you find people that are truly there for you when you most need them. And even in the times that you don't need them, they'll occasionally check up on you. Today I have people skills. Hard to believe, right? When I first walked into these rooms, I didn't like to smile at all. I didn't like to smile. I like putting on that front, you know, don't fuck with me, you know. And I've learned to pull down some barriers. Thank you, Terry, for asking me to share a little bit. It's been a while. It's definitely been a long time. And I'm pretty uncomfortable up here. But that's good, you know. That's good, you know, it's being of service. Because it gets to a point where I'm so much of service that I'm already comfortable with it. You know, and this is pretty much putting me out of my comfort zone. And I'm okay with it, you know. You know, my life has completely made, like, at least a 340. Not a 360 yet. There's still a lot of work to be done. I get 3 years in December, December 6th. That's my sobriety date, 2016. And I didn't think this program was going to work for me when I walked in. Unfortunately, it has, because I picked up that phone. I started working steps, you know, and I took someone else's suggestion. You know, and I hated being honest with that person because they made me things I didn't want to do. Like, I hated introducing myself, shaking other people's hand, and he made me do that stuff. You know, it's pretty hard to identify here when you're new. You know, your head's going around in circles. And, you know, but I'm pretty young, and I'm pretty sure you guys did the shit I did, you know. And for the young people, I'm pretty sure you guys did the shit that I did. So I just keep wanting to do this thing to be the example to the younger crowd. I'm currently trying to get a young people meeting started in a different fellowship, and you know that's nothing of my idea. You know, it's something that someone directed me to do, and I've kind of always wanted to do it, but I just didn't have the courage to. You know, so you find people that give you the courage. You know, I don't know how long I've been speaking, but I feel like I'm almost done.
Feeling good, baby. Yes.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I've worked a set of steps a couple of times already with myself, my sponsor. I have two sponsors. The second one I don't really keep in touch with, but he's there. It's mostly my sponsees, and I successfully worked steps with them. Not all of them make it, you know, but it's you know, as long as I'm doing my part, trying to help someone else, you know, get this, you know, then I'm doing the right thing, you know. And I hear that a lot in these rooms is, you know, like, take that next indicated action, you know, and that's what I'm gonna keep doing because it's worked, you know. Man, that's all I got.
Let's give Brandon another round, huh? Right on, man. I'm glad you did this today.